Let me take the opportunity to welcome you to our family carol service this evening. We've got some of the boys and girls from Explorers and one or two from the Matrix, the youth meeting as well. And there are one or two, I think, who are still on their way. We're hoping they'll arrive. But all the way here, we're glad to see you and trust that God will bless us as we sing and worship and think about the coming of Jesus into the world together. We're going to sing an opening carol. And the first carol we're going to sing, if you're using the hymn book, is number 209, but they'll all be displayed for us. And we're going to sing the first three verses of O Come, All Ye Faithful. And we'll stand to sing this together. We have a tradition where we sing the fourth verse of that hymn, Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. We sing that on Christmas Day. So if you're around on Christmas Day and you want to sing the fourth verse, you'll have to come back on Christmas Day to sing it. We're going to have a reading from the Bible, and Jonathan, one of the young men at the Matrix, the young people's meeting, is going to come and read for us. The reading will also be displayed on the screens as he reads. And it's from Luke chapter 2, and he's going to read verses 8 to 20. Thanks, Jonathan.
Now, there was in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you great tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angel had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them.
Thank you, Jonathan, for the reading. And now we're glad that there's a young lady who has arrived, because she's going to sing for us. And Mammy is going to come first and sing for us a carol, "Infant Lowly."
Infant lowly, infant lowly, for a birthday cattle store. Oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the baby's Lord of all. Swift awaken, angels singing, no one's ringing, tidings breaking, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Christ the babe is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil to the morning new. Heard the story, draw the glory, tidings of a gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praise his voice, grief and morrow. Christ the babe was born for you. Christ the babe was born for you.
Okay, we're going to have another song too, which is has been brought to us from Ghana, I think, by Mame and her mum, which is about the newborn Prince of Peace. And they sang it for the ladies on Monday evening. And we've managed to have an encore for tonight. Well, it's a chance for us all to sing now, and we're going to sing number 220 in the hymn book, and again displayed for us, a well-known Christmas carol. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. And we'll all stand to sing this, 220. On a Friday evening, through the school term, we have explorers meetings for boys and girls aged 5 to about 11, and then Matrix, the one for the older youngsters and the teenagers. And every year we look forward to the explorers, boys and girls, coming to sing for us. And we're glad because there are some who've come tonight as visitors too, and if you want to come and sing, you come and sing as well. We're going to sing two songs. One is Away in a Manger, which is a well-known children's carol, and another one, which is a newer song, Christmas Greetings, Christmas Joy. And we've also got the help of one or two older ones to boost our volume. So if everyone can come, and if you can stand over here, that would be good. Sing first.
greetings, Christmas, John. Away in the manger again. You sang it so well. You stay there, you sing it, and if you know the words, you can join in and sing it with them. Okay? You sang it so well that people want a repeat performance. Okay? So.
Well, they sang that so well, I wouldn't mind them coming every Sunday, actually, to sing. They sang really, really well. Yeah, well done. Now, we can all see if we can sing well. And we're going to sing... we'll sing, and then we'll get Abigail to sing after we've sung. We'll sing Silent Night, Holy Night. And if you're using the hymn book, we'll stand to sing.
Thank you.
We're glad to have with us this evening some of the students from Middlesex University. And Abigail from the University of Middlesex has been attending with us here during this first term in her studies. And she's going to come and sing for us, and she's going to sing a song, O Holy Night. Thanks, Abigail. Well, a big thanks to everyone who's come tonight to sing for us and to join in our family carol service. I'm going to say a few things about why Christians believe the nativity, the birth of Jesus Christ, is so important. And if the children are making a little bit of noise, don't worry about it. You can stay in and I won't be fazed or put off by little voices. It's been great to hear some voices of the children tonight singing, and we're glad they're with us. Why should we care about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Why should we think it important that Jesus Christ came into the world? Well, I want to think about two things, really. The first is that the story of the birth of Jesus is the story of a Savior who came for ordinary people. When we think about the main characters we've been singing about tonight, a child born not in a, a hospital or a palace, but born in obscurity. A young mother, but from a relatively small, unknown town. A child born in obscurity. A birth not announced to city leaders, not to kings or even religious leaders, but his birth announced first to shepherds. Shepherds who were largely social outsiders. And when you look at the life of Jesus, calling ordinary people to follow him, a fisherman, a tax collector, a political rebel, Jesus didn't stay in fancy hotels. The Bible says he had nowhere to lay his head. The message of Jesus coming to the world as a savior is very clear. God reaching out to ordinary people like you and me. Not for film stars who use their millions to travel around the world. Not about pop singers with their fame and fortune. Not like overpaid footballers. But real, ordinary, common day people. People like you and me, Jesus comes into the world to seek and to save. So I want to say tonight that the Bible reaches out to all with that message, that you may feel unnoticed in this world. You may even feel at times that there are not many who really care about your hurts and fears. But the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, says the Bible, as a savior for people like you and me. I was walking past a Tally Ho corner the other day, and there's a pub there called the Tally Ho Pub. And the pub has put a sign up outside saying, "Don't be alone this Christmas, join our congregation." And I thought, well, it's very interesting that there's this recognition that people feel the need for someone. And the Bible describes Jesus as the friend of sinners, the savior we most need, the savior who comes by his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, comes that by trusting in him we might be brought back and reconciled to God. No, you don't need to be on your own this Christmas. But actually, the real deepest need of the human heart is even more than social companionship. It's a savior, a rescuer, a deliverer, which is why Jesus came. And not just for the rich and famous, but for people like you and me. The second thing that I think this story, as we've been reminded about it tonight, tells us is that Jesus coming into the world has had a world-changing and a life-changing effect. Our calendar now is marked by the birth of Jesus. More books have been written about Jesus than about any other person in the whole world. Nations have used his teaching as bedrock for their government and constitution and laws. Schools, hospitals, all sorts of humanitarian works all around London were founded by Christians who did it because they wanted to express their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The elevated role of women in Western culture traces its roots back to Jesus Christ. Slavery abolished in the United Kingdom because of Jesus' teaching that every human life is valuable. People of all sorts of backgrounds and nationalities, people from all over the world say that the grace and the power and the love of God in Jesus Christ is the explanation for their changed life. About 2 billion people now in the world call themselves Christians. Now, some may be Christian only in name, but many know the power of God's grace to forgive sin, that you can have peace with God and a sure hope of eternal life through a Savior who comes into the world and whose life then has changed, yes, changed the world, and his birth has changed the world, but has changed many lives here tonight. So I want us to think tonight about something that's very simple, really, that the events of Jesus' birth are historical events, true events. What we celebrate tonight is something, whether many in our society want to recognize it or not, that actually the coming of Jesus Christ into this world has had a worldwide impact. Well, I think for you tonight and for me then, here is a message of hope, not just for other people, but personally, where Jesus extends forgiveness to the broken, gives hope to those who feel they don't have a future, gives strength to people who feel beaten up in life, brings joy and transforms people. And for those of you tonight who testify of his transforming power, you know the way that in calling on God through Jesus Christ, when you feel your sense and need of God and for forgiveness, that Jesus Christ really is the answer to the deep needs of the human heart. And for those who do not know him like that yet, Jesus Christ is the Savior who comes, who is near, who calls us, invites us to respond to him. So as we're celebrating Christmas, and I'm glad that we've been able to come together like this evening and to think about Jesus Christ and his coming into the world. I'm glad we do that week by week with boys and girls and young people, Sunday by Sunday, and our Christmas celebrations continue now over the next couple of Sundays and on Christmas Day too. But more than just the gifts at Christmas time, the family gatherings at Christmas time, the sense of a holiday for some, although for some it's a busy time at Christmas time, I wonder if you know something and can give testimony of something, of the transforming, the changing power of Jesus Christ in your life, that you can say, well, he came for a person like me. I needed forgiveness. I needed peace with God. I needed new life. And in coming and trusting in Jesus Christ, I found him to be that Savior I so need. The Savior who saves his people from his sins. The Savior who is Emmanuel, God, with us. The Savior who is Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the promised rescuer, the one God has sent into the world. Well, I trust you will know his power and his grace at Christmas time. And with all the other celebrations, not miss this, his life-changing power in your heart and in your life too. Well, we're going to sing of that now as we sing a closing hymn together. Now, the closing hymn is not in our hymn book. It's a newer hymn. It's reminding us that for some, there is no welcome for Jesus Christ at Christmas time. But for those who believe on him and receive him, he gives this life-changing grace and power, forgiveness and peace with God. So we'll sing this together. Earth gave him no welcome, no shelter, no home. And we'll sing this as a closing hymn. There are refreshments available at the back of the church. You're very welcome to stay behind. And if at all possible, everyone stay. And we'll have a chance to have some time together after the service. And if the boys and girls want to stay, they're happy. They can stay too. Earth gave him no welcome. take a seat. We'll pray together. If anyone wants to ask anything about what we've been thinking about tonight, Jesus coming into the world, or about any of the events that are going on over Christmas time, or some of the Bible studies that are going on with people who are wanting to explain or explore Christianity, then please have a word with me at the end. We'll pray together now. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you tonight for bringing us together, for this time that we have enjoyed in your presence. We thank you we can come and bring you praise and thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for every person who's come and sung for us tonight, and that we've been able to sing together. And that's an expression, O Lord, of the thankfulness and joy in the hearts of believers at this time of year, that there is a Saviour who has come, and there is this personal element to it, not just for rich and famous people, but for people just like us, that many can say here tonight, for someone just like me, a sinner in need of a Saviour, someone who needed forgiveness from God and found it in the Lord Jesus Christ, someone who needed peace with God, and peace was established by Jesus Christ, his coming into the world, his death upon that cross for our sins and in our place, his triumphant rising from the dead, a living Saviour that we can turn to in faith even tonight. So Lord, hear us. We want to thank you again for your many blessings to us. Forgive us and help us at this Christmas time, we pray, to see that in Jesus Christ, in all the celebrations, there is something of God's wonderful grace revealed to us in this personal way. May we never lose sight of it. We thank you for that grace of God revealed to us in our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, then. Continue to be with us tonight. Watch over us all, we pray. Bless our time of fellowship together now at the end of this little service together. And Lord, continue to bless us over this Christmas time. We commend ourselves, our families, our loved ones to you at this time, and ask for your grace, mercy, and peace. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, you're very welcome to stay, and there'll be some refreshments available.